Culture 5. British entrepreneurs.
Anita Roddick. Anita Parilli was born in 1942 in Littlehampton, a seaside town in the south of England. Her parents were from Italy and ran a cafe. After leaving school, she trained as an English teacher, but before finding a job, she decided to travel round the world, working in a number of different countries. When she got back to Britain, her mother introduced her to a young Scottish man called Gordon Roddick. They fell in love immediately and got married. Together, they opened a restaurant and a small hotel in Anita's hometown. They had two daughters and moved to Brighton, also on the south coast. It was there in 1976 that Anita Roddick opened the first body shop store. Her husband was travelling in South America, and she needed to earn money to support her young family. She wanted to sell cosmetics and skincare products that were natural and not tested on animals. She also recycled the bottles that contained her products. Customers could bring them back to the shop and refill them. "Businesses have the power to do good," she said. She opened a second shop 6 months later, and by 1991, there were 700 body shop stores. By 2004, the body shop had over 2,000 stores with 71 million customers in 51 countries. Anita Roddick was passionate about social and environmental issues. She gave money to many charities, including Greenpeace and Amnesty International, and she campaigned for them too. She joined anti-globalisation protests and was very critical of big oil companies that did not invest in renewable energy. Towards the end of her life, she sold Body Shop to the world's largest cosmetics company, L'Oreal. Many of her customers felt betrayed, but she gave away most of her money to charities. She died in 2007 at the age of 64.